This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pods, last time they played the Rockets, he had the second most points on the team. He had 19, 7-14 shooting.
And you know what he did in that game? Because the Rockets were really closing out on those three-point shots, he took it to the mid-range game.
Yep.
His midi was hitting in that game. And Pods has an underrated mid-range game from 15 feet out, 12 feet out. And let me just tell you, Spinone.
He just needs to limit the turnovers.
He limits the turnovers, he'll be fine. His last 34 games, Brendan Podziemski, the Warriors are 23-11 in those games. Pods shot 40.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
1% from three in his last 34 games of the regular season. 41% from three.
He was one of the best three-point shooters in the league. The last month, it was like him and Steph.
Yeah, he was shooting like 50 at one point. And then you look at his field goal percent, it's 47%. And overall, his numbers, 15 points, 5.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. I'm really interested to see Paz in his playoff series because obviously we forgot he made the all-rookie team, first team, all-rookie first team. He came in, he was struggling. But he told everybody, my shot's going to come around. And I don't know what it is about Paz.
Broke his nose, too, and he had to wear a mask.
But you know what? The guy works on his craft, dude. He's a gym rat. He's in the gym early. He's in the gym late. He's working on his game. He's got irrational confidence. And I love what he said after that gauntlet. He was basically, you know, they were talking about his stretch where he's shooting 50% for three. He goes, look, man, if you want to be an all-star, you need to do it day in and day out. I haven't gotten there yet. So I know some people think it's irrational confidence. Some people call it arrogance. But you got to have that in this league.
Yeah.
If you don't have a little arrogance against some of the best ballers in the world, then what are you doing?
You don't
Pods, I like that call, that point by JJ. I think Pods will be up for the challenge.
You absolutely need to have that. You don't think Tari Eason, who was doing all the smack talking in the world last year, in a play-in scenario, doesn't have confidence? I think that's the one thing the Houston Rockets do have a lot of, because I do think they're listening to the noise. And you best believe Ime Udoka, the coaching staff, they're playing all the stuff that the media said. No one believes in you guys. Mm-hmm. These are the champions. That's Steph Curry. That's Steve Kerr. No one's giving you any credit. Vegas is against you. Everyone's against you. So they're definitely going to be playing that. Right. The confidence. And they're the underdogs in this series. And they're going to be playing like it in game one. And that's why I think winning and stealing game one, maybe stealing strong, because we all think this team is going to win.
It's a tone setter, though.
But it sets the tone. Yep. And it says, you know what? No. We're big brothers. Right. You're little brothers. You guys aren't ready for this. Mm-hmm. We have Jimmy Butler. We have Stephen Curry. We have Draymond Green. And we have Steve Kerr.
No doubt. You need
to say on Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt. And these other guys, like the Moody's. And now Moody hit a little bit of a slump. Defensively, it didn't affect his game whatsoever, which was what I love about Moody. He could shoot the ball poorly, and he's still going to give you A-plus effort defensively. He's going to die for loose balls. He's going to try to defend at a high level. But they need to get his three-point shot rolling. His last six games going into the playoffs, not even including the play-in, in which he went 1-for-4 from three, just 33% from the three-point line. He's going to have those open corner threes. And Moody's an underrated. He could finish at the rim. He's been dunking on people's hands. He's been driving to the rack, hitting layups, showing some emotion. So I'm very happy, and I'm very intrigued to see how Moody and Pods playing their first significant playoffs. Now, I know Moody's been around, but he hasn't played much in his playoff games. I'm very intrigued and excited for Moody and Podzimski to get this experience to play in high-level playoff games.
I thought he did a great job on John Morant, and John Morant obviously is one of the best playmakers and athletes in the game today. He's incredible. He's even with the rolled ankle, he still is putting fear into the paint. He had some floaters here and there, but I thought he did a great job after getting crossed up in that first quarter and everyone was oohing and aahing, like, oh my good. Reggie Miller going nuts on the broadcast. Right. Oh my good. And Ja, what was he doing? He was chirping. He was laughing at the bench. He's like, he can't guard me. Well, he did a pretty damn good job on the rest of the game. He was up for the assignment. So, especially against this Rockets team where not like they have all Ja Morants, but there's a lot of big athletic guys that are going to try to do the same thing, and he's going to be up for the challenge. It's Brandon Podziemski for me, and when he could be opportunistic defensively is going to change things, because I think he's learning a lot from Jimmy, picking and choosing his spots, when to intercept passes, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to think a play ahead, right? Because let's be honest, if I'm the Houston Rockets looking at this matchup, is how can I pick and isolate Stephen Curry and Brandon Podziemski defensively? That's what they're going to try to do. They're going to hunt those guys because we know Jimmy and Draymond are some of the best in the business on-ball defenders. They're going to get up in your face. They are very, very good. They're going to try to isolate Pods and maybe Moody to an extent, but I think Moody's going to be more up for the challenge. He's bigger. He's stronger. But Pods, can he get those charge calls again? I'm kind of missing that Pods when he was just getting those charges left and right. Can he be opportunistic again, those blocks like it should have been towards the end of the stretch there? The two-minute report, they said they made a mistake. It should have been a block and not a defensive blocking foul, obviously. Yeah. So
that was a hell of a play.
It was great. That whole last minute was just god-awful. The refs. We haven't even talked about the refs. Well, there's going to be a ref game here in the series. There's
how do they call the series?
Yeah.
Are they going to let them play or are they going to call fouls? Now, I don't want to hear it. Look, I know a lot of Warrior fans, they did not like the whistle Tuesday night. I would say the whistle favored the Warriors.
Yes.
Honestly, they got 34 free throw attempts.
34.
And since Jimmy Butler's come aboard, the Warriors are third in the league in free throw attempts. Jimmy Butler averages nearly 8 free throw attempts per game. Steph is nearly at 6 free throws per game since Jimmy Butler's come aboard. So, look, the officials are going to be the officials. You know how, Spadoni, you've been around me for a long time.
Yeah.
They've never been worse. The officials are awful. God awful. You got to play through the whistle, though. because they're going to make some bonehead calls. They're going to make some bogus calls. How many refs I see out of position making a call? And I'm like, wait, there's a ref under the basket looking right at the play, doesn't make it. You got a guy 50 feet away blowing his whistle. What the hell are you doing? So I'm not going to get into the refs right now.
Not too short.
It is what it is. The guy who threw out Luka Doncic at Oklahoma City, JT Orr.
Oh, my God.
He's not even in the postseason rotation.
Oh, my God.
He's not in the postseason rotation. So these guys are terrible. I mean, the refs are what they are. Control what you control, which is how you play.
Dominate the controllables. Shout out Rob Saleh, back as defensive coordinator of your San Francisco 49ers, draft in a week. Darren, Richmond, how confident are we feeling about the Dubs in this series?
What's up, fellas? Good morning, man. I think I got the Warriors in seven, man. First, I want to congratulate Bonte on his new gig, man. I see what you're doing over there, man, so congratulations.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
It's all good. Man, so I like the Warriors in seven, and here's why. The non-Steph Curry minutes are very, very important. We got to get somebody else that can score the ball. The last caller mentioned Pazinski. Buddy Hill got to get his head in the game, period, point blank. He'd be lost in the sauce. We got to get J.K. some minutes. Now, my second point is we give up leads like they donations, fellas. We should have won the Clippers game. We was up 20 against the Grizzlies. Now, granted, today's game, 20 points is not a lot. But we still can't give up leads like that in the playoffs. This is a young, athletic, high-energy team. They play above the rim. So we gotta do that. And we got to stop being careless with the ball towards the end of the game. I get moving the ball around, but sometimes we move the ball around way too much. And we shooting against the shot. And then, you feel what I'm saying?
No, I hear you.
M.A. Udoka is a great coach. He got those young guys believing. The last game they played against the Warriors, they gave Steph a hard time. They're coming in this series with a bunch of confidence. And just like the last point the other caller made, we going to give up some games. We going to give up at least two, but I still got the Warriors in seven. Thank y'all, fellas.
Good call, Derek. And you know what? They can't blow a 20-point lead. I thought the end of the second quarter, they did not finish the first half well. The Golden State Warriors.
End of the quarters in general.
End of the quarters, yeah. Not good. The Clippers game on Sunday, Norman Powell hits a three.
That was big.
I'm looking up. I'm like, how are the Clippers up two? The Warriors played a really good first half.
Only made three.
And controlled them. Now, yeah. The non-Steph Curry minutes the last two nights have gone well for the Golden State Warriors, but he's right. They blew a 30-point lead early in the season to Houston. Now, Steph didn't play in that game. They've blown some leads against Houston. Even in the game on a Sunday where they felt like they had control, but Houston came chipped away. So, look, man, he is right. The non-Steph minutes will be very important. And that's where you're going to see Jimmy and Draymond. Maybe there's Quentin Post within that combination, which I believe. Maybe Keith Santos can hit a couple threes. And look, Buddy Hield, Steve Kerr has done a great job with Buddy Hield, I believe, over the last month. Mm-hmm. If Buddy doesn't have a role and he senses it, Tuesday night against Memphis, but no. Buddy only played 12 minutes and 6 seconds.
He didn't play a lot. Yeah.
He didn't play a lot. So that is what it is with Buddy Hield. So, he is right, though. The non-Steph minutes will be imperative for the Golden State Warriors. You have to at least be neutral, or as they say in soccer, level.
Thank you. I like the soccer reference, obviously. Like Arsenal is going up against PSG in the Champions League semifinals, and it's going to be Barcelona taking on Inter Milan. My guy, Robert Lewandowski, balling at age 37 for the old guys. Let's go, baby.
Bayern Munich, Harry Kane couldn't get it done.
You hate to see that, don't you? Harry Kane can't get it done, huh?
They're going to win.
Not the first time we've heard that, huh?
Hey, but what's that league out there in Germany? They're going to win that league.
The Bundesliga?
Yeah, they're up 6 points.
They always win in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, but last year they didn't lose. Last year they didn't win. It was going to be Harry Kane's first trophy.
Was it Bayern Leverkusen last year with Xabi Alonso?
There you go. Look at you. See, come on, can talk soccer.
I can absolutely talk it. Liverpool, your guy out there. Yeah, they're going to win.
Mo Salah signed an extension. Liverpool's running away with Premier
League. You see Mo Salah getting the hair plugs, by the way? The hair's looking immaculate for Mo Salah.
Yeah, maybe hair plug suits.
No, stop. You're good. You going to Turkey? With Alperen Şengün?
You can go to Turkey, get hair plugs and good suits.
Okay, the more you know. Well, they got the Turkish silk out there, don't they? And the nice rugs. Nice. Yeah, okay.
But these
a different kind of rug up top. You like that? Come on, we're funny guy. Steve Kerr, you mentioned him. He feels like they have everything they need to win this first round series.
I just think the brain power, the experience, the corporate knowledge, whatever you want to call it, of Steph, Dre, Loon, Jimmy obviously has been deep in the playoffs, two finals trips, carrying his team, his Miami team's there. I feel like we have everything we need to go and win this first round series. series. We have the talent, we have the experience, but we know how good Houston is. They just came to our place last week and beat us, and so we've got a lot of respect for them, and we know we're going to have to play well to win.
If we are going off experience, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Bonte Hill in for Joe Shasky today, brought to you by River Islands. If we're going just off experience, Bonte, I don't think there's a more experienced team right now in the NBA. If you just look top to bottom of the best three players on this team with the head coach, There is not a more experienced team than this Golden State Warriors from the big boys. Now, it's the lack of experience from the others that you have to worry about, right? Mm-hmm. Because obviously it's baked into Draymond, four-time champion, Steph, four-time champion, Steve Kerr, a bajillion-time champion as a player and a coach, and Jimmy Butler being the best player on a team that's been to the championship twice, been to the finals, I should say, twice. There's so much experience factor there. And Kevon Looney, I don't want to sleep on him, multi-time champion as well, who's going to have some minutes.
He'll be a factor in
this
series.
And Gary Payton's won a title. So, again, there is some experience with the others, but it's the Pajemskis, it's the Moody's, it's if he plays the Kamingas, Post, obviously. It's all those other guys that is going to be the factor. So when I look at the matchups in this series, ultimately, I am going to be taking the Warriors in this, and I don't know if it's five, I don't know if it's six, hell, maybe seven. I just know that the experience matters in these things. I've seen it time in and time out. I'm trying to find a way for this Rockets team to, I'm trying to, like, you talk yourself into, like, all right, well, how does it happen, right? Well, and we got our guy Adam Wexler saying, You know, if Jalen Green, if he's that guy and can shoot the ball consistently and efficiently, he feels strongly that changes everything for them. Because at the end of the day, I just don't think the Rockets can score with the Warriors. If the Warriors are on and shooting the ball, I just don't think the Rockets can keep up. No, I don't.
But you know what, though? They are bad at scoring the Rockets again. 21st in three-point percentage, 21st in field goal percentage. However, the numbers, when the Warriors and Rockets meet up, all these games, for the most part, with the exception of the first one, when the Warriors went up 30 and the Rockets came storming back with Tari Eason and Amen Thompson picking up full court, these games have been played at the Rockets' pace. The Warriors just averaged 103 points per game against Houston this season. That's advantage Houston. Mm. If it's in the low 100s, that means it's a Houston Rockets-style play and Houston Rockets type of game. Warriors got to get up in the teens here, 110, 112, 115, and that's going to be difficult with the Rockets because they are a really good defensive team. They'll mug it, they'll hold you, they'll grab it, but you know what? It's within the rules. They're a physical basketball team. They get up into you. They press you full court. And you know one thing they do, which I don't get, and not every team has a personnel, it's knowing the head of the snake, Stephen Curry. Mm. At by all means necessary, anybody but Steph.
Malcolm
and again,
Max.
I'll throw these numbers out here. Stephen Curry against Denver had the ball in his hands for 7 minutes, 36 seconds. Against the Lakers, he had the ball in his hands for 7 minutes. Against the Memphis Grizzlies, when he dropped 52 points, had the ball in his hands 8 minutes and 20 seconds. Against the Rockets in that last game, Steph only had the ball in his hands for 3 minutes and 15 seconds, which means every time he crossed half court and they ran a pick and roll to try to get a switch and get Amen Thompson off of him, they blitzed the hell out of him. They doubled him. They got the ball out of his hands. And when he tried to relocate, they were aware of it, and they didn't allow Stephen Curry to touch the ball back in his hands. So that adjustment that Steve Kerr has to make right now as he's game planning for the Houston Rockets, I can't wait to see how he unlocks Steph in this series after getting that on film, in which Steph Curry only scored 3 points. They know, okay, how do we now open up Stephen Curry? Does he bring the ball up the floor? Does Bods bring up the ball off the floor? Does he bring the ball up the floor? I mean, does Steph Curry just play two guard here in the starting lineup and just run off multiple screens and just have him set up down in the half court? So that's going to be fascinating to me to see how the Warriors make the adjustment from the Rocket splits at Steph every time he has the basketball.
It's a great point. And, you know, Stephen Curry, obviously, he's going to get all the shine. He's one of the greatest players, if not the great. He's the greatest shooter. He's going to be a top five player maybe when it's all said and done if he's not already there. He is sensational. But it's Jimmy Butler for me. And
this is why you bring him here.
This is why you bring him here. And you know what? It's a homecoming of sorts for him in this first round. Obviously, there's a lot of history, him being born in Houston, Texas, very difficult, rough childhood. If you've ever looked up or, you know, done your research on Jimmy Butler, the guy's had a very tough life leading up to it. So when everyone says, oh, this guy's kind of off, this guy's kind of weird, well, look up to his past and maybe it explains why Jimmy is who he is right now. So this is a homecoming of sorts for him as well. And I wonder the emotions for Jimmy heading into this series. It's going to be very, just given everything that's gone on these last few months.
Jimmy's locked in.
No, I know he is. I know he is. And that's why I think he's going to be incredible in this series. Like, I think he's going to be full playoff Jimmy from game one in this, because I look back to that last game, he wasn't shooting the ball a whole hell of a lot. He wasn't. He was more of a facilitator. Yep. He was the defensive guy, 4-7. He got to the line only a couple times. He did knock down 1 3-point shot. But I look to him, if Steph's getting hounded like that, I think he's going to take it upon himself and say, you know what? Yeah, guys, playoff Jimmy is activated, like you saw against the Clippers, like you saw against the Grizzlies. I think we're going to see this Jimmy going forward now being that much more aggressive and having that ball in his hands. And that ISO ball that Steve Kerr is kind of feeling a little bit now. And you know what? I'm feeling it too. I get it. We've gone accustomed to the ball movement. But the sucker in me, Bonta, you know my favorite player. He's Kobe. I love me some ISO ball one on one, like Kawhi doing it to Draymond towards the end of the game. Yeah. I know you were fearing a little bit. It's like, oh God, Kawhi's gonna hit this jumper. They're gonna go home. I was calling it, but that didn't happen, obviously. And they got to overtime. There's gonna be some moments where Jimmy might have a game winning shot, and I'm here for it.
I was disappointed at the foul to give that Draymond had with 2 seconds left.
It allowed them
because there was only 2.5 seconds left on the shot clock. And it allowed the Clippers to have the final possession regulation.
Yeah,
no doubt about that. I was a little disappointed there, but you know what? It was a hell of a game. Kawhi Leonard's a tough guard. He's a very tough guard.
Sick.
One thing the Rockets have done in the two matchups, and because Jimmy, again, he averages nearly 8 free throw attempts per game with the Warriors, 18 free throw attempts the other night against Memphis. But in the two games against the Rockets, since he's been a member of the Golden State Warriors, they beat him right before the All-Star break, 105-98. And, of course, they lost that last game. Jimmy Butler, only 10 free throw attempts in both games, which tells me that the Rockets, with their size and athleticism, the Jabari Smith Juniors, the Tari Eason's, the Dylan Brooks, the Jalen Greens, the Amen Thompson's, they've done a good job of keeping Jimmy off the free throw
line.
They've
been disciplined. Comes from Ime Udoka.
Not going for the pump fakes against Jimmy Butler. Not going for the head fakes and not putting him on the free throw line. So can Jimmy get back to the free throw line against the Houston Rockets? And can he finish? Now, he may have to step out and hit some threes here or there. In the three games going into that playing game, now obviously he had 38 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He was dynamic, 21 out of 38 in the first half. He was unbelievable. But Jimmy's on a heater right now.
Yep.
27 a game, 28 a game, 33 and 37 before that last game against Memphis for the free throw line, 36 for the three-point line. He was 2-4, got up 4 three-point attempts in that game against Memphis. I do expect Jimmy to shoot more threes in this series, but he'll take what the defense gives him. But can the Rockets keep them off the free throw line? That's going to be even very important for you, for the Houston side of things there. And for the Warriors, getting Jimmy back to the free throw line so you're allowed to set up your half-court defense, which doesn't enable the Rockets to play in the open court and get out on the break and start dunking on your head and get layups or whatnot. So that's going to be very important in the series.
The Rockets coming out to play.
I'm just going to be playing that every single show. Why not? West is in Castro Valley, wants to join in the conversation. West, how are we feeling about this matchup? Sunday, 6:30. I know you're going to be locked in.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The Rockets head coach, what's his name? Pete Carroll?
Ime Udoka.
Ime Udoka. I'll be quick.
Hold on. West. Why'd you bring up Pete Carroll? I want to know.
It's the rah-rah style.
I could not. Real quick.
Hey,
there
I
is
don't
not
see no
polar
rah-rah
opposite
Ime
personality.
Udoka.
Not even close.
What I see Ime Udoka is like, you want to mess with me, I'll beat you the hell up.
No, he's Suge Knight. He is
I mean,
not
the guy,
Pete Carroll.
Come on, Wes. The guy's wearing Nike Cortezes on the sideline. What NBA coaches wear? When I think of Nike Cortezes, I think of some of the biggest gangsters I grew up with in the Bay Area, in the Mission District. When you wear Nike Cortezes, you're about that life.
You know what Pete Carroll wears, West? He wears Air Monarchs. He does not wear those.
He does not wear Nike Cortezes.
I think behind closed door, he's a rah-rah guy. You know what I mean?
Sure. Continue, West. Guys,
but I'll be quick, guys. I have no idea why Steve Kerr is not playing Guy Santos more. I mean, he's that guy's a dog. He does the dirty work. He knows how to play. He has high IQ basketball, I think, given a chance. Can we just get Buddy Hield out of the rotation?
You need some shooting, and you need the threat of shooting. So, I wouldn't go crazy about Buddy.
Thanks, Wes.
He only played 12 minutes the other day.
Yeah.
Let's not go crazy. And Guy Santos played 6 minutes the other night. We'll see how much he plays.
I'm still reeling from the Pete Carroll Ime Udoka comp. Oh. I don't, that Pete Carroll's like 80 years old.
Dude called in and just said, I want to talk about Guy Santos. And then I don't know where the Pete Carroll thing came
the
from.
The rah-rah, there's not, they're completely different, by the way, completely different. I don't think Pete Carroll's also having the extracurricular activity that one Ime Udoka.
I mean, would Pete Carroll yell at Stephen Curry walking into the locker room?
No, you know, what's your deal? Is that what he's, what Ime Udoka said to Steph at the half court?
What's your deal?
What's your deal,
what
man?
You complaining about? I don't know, man. The guy's wearing Nike Cortezes on the sideline. Looks like he's putting up 400 pounds on the bench press.
Not only did he
and
go
look at him.
He went at LeBron last year during
the
game.
Called him the B word and said, what you going to do about it?
And then he goes at Steph.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is crazy. I won't mess with Ime Udoka. He's a hell of a coach, though.
He is a hell of a coach. He took that team was maybe a Steph. If Steph doesn't go off in that fourth quarter, that Celtics team's going up 3-1, probably winning that series.
Yeah.
So I have a tremendous amount of respect for Ime Udoka as a coach because this Rockets team, again, there's not a lot of household names, a lot of young talent on there. They got some veteran leadership, obviously, Fred VanVleet, Dylan Brooks. You got Steven Adams coming off the bench. But what's the Amen Thompsons of the world going to do? The Alperen Şengüns, the Jalen Greens, Jabari Smith.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.